Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 374 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, 5 blocks from the factory. I got there a few minutes after 1. Mr. Frank told Mr. White if I wanted to get out before 3 o'clock, to come on down because he was going to leave and lock the door, that I had better be ready to go as soon as he got his coat and hat. I went on out, and as I passed, he was sitting in the outside office writing at a table. As I was going on down the steps, I saw a Negro sitting on a box close to the stairway on the first floor. Mr. Frank did not have his coat or hat on when I passed out. Cross-examination. I left the factory about 1 o'clock. I wouldn't say that it was positively 10 minutes to 1. While I was talking to my husband at the factory, Miss Corinthia Hall, May Barrett, and her daughter were there. Mrs. Barrett had been upstairs, and her daughter came down afterwards. Miss Hall and Mrs. Freeman left first. Mrs. Barrett and her daughter left next, and then I went. That was about 10 minutes to 12. I saw the Negro sitting between the stairway and the door, about 5 or 6 feet from the foot of the stairway. I wouldn't be able to identify him. Harry Scott, sworn for the state. I am superintendent of the local branch of the Pinkerton Detective Agency. I have worked on this case with John Black, city detective. I was employed by Mr. Frank, representing the National Pencil Company. I saw Mr. Frank Monday afternoon, April 28th, at the pencil factory. We went into Mr. Frank's private office. Mr. Darley and a third party were with us. Mr. Frank said, I guess you read in the newspapers about the horrible crime that was committed in this factory and the direct...